While we're waiting for people to respond to the chat, I just want people to know one of the biggest things you can do for us is become a member of the posse, cspoa.org. Not only does it get you into this webinar weekly, but it really makes the difference in terms of our funding, though. That's how we have the money to do what we need to do. Now, some people are saying, hey, how do we hold people accountable, Sheriff, when they violate the Constitution? What recourse do we have to hold them accountable? A lot of the actions are treasonous. And I agree. We just saw where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris literally let over 100 terrorists, known terrorists on the terrorist list, into our country. They knew they were on the terrorist list, and they let them literally freely come into our country. That kind of stuff is treasonous, Sheriff. It's high crimes and misdemeanors, to say the least. And how do we hold them accountable? And I'm gonna answer it, but I want you to go first. You're more knowledgeable than I am, but I'll throw out a thought as well.
That's been happening the whole time they've been in office.
That's right.
Yeah, and so how do you try to do that? Both of them are so arrogant and complacent when it comes to they can get away with anything they want. So resources that we have to go after, folks, we are the resources. And we have to get to our congressmen, our senators, and how many of those people are trustworthy? And that's why I say, folks, my solution to all of that is to make the corruption of Washington, D.C. irrelevant in our county. Our sheriffs might not be able to arrest all of these people. And they might not be able to get investigations going on all these crooks in Washington, D.C. But we can keep them out of our counties. And we can keep them off the backs of the people in my county. And so that's still my solution to all of that. Do we hope and pray that we get a sheriff's investigative team to go after these people and literally investigate them? Absolutely. But in the meantime, I want to erect barriers that protect the people in these good counties where we have good sheriffs. And that's the first defense that I want. And then hopefully we can branch out from there and get some of these investigations going. But folks, do not make a mistake. You cannot have arrests without investigations. You can't just go and arrest people, okay? You don't go arrest people and then say, oh, well, we better get an investigation so we can get them charged. You get the investigation, you turn that over to a competent prosecutor, and then go from there.
Now, my answer is very simple. You know what? Our system is intentionally divided into checks and balances. You've got three branches of government all the way down to the county level.
Yep.
Cities mirror that three branch in most cases as well. And you've got vertical and horizontal protections. So if you look at Richard Mack's Supreme Court case, hey, the feds have no authority within the bounds of the jurisdiction of the states. That's very clearly articulated by the Supreme Court. In modern day, Sheriff Mack won over this issue. However, again, if we don't demand accountability according to those checks and balances and they walk all over it, they can do what they want unless we, the people, stop them.